Yesterday was a happy fourth, and today is a glorious fifth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. I welcome you this morning to our Tuesday edition of the Southwest Believers Convention. You know, I used to sit when I was a little kid, I'd sit and listen to my dad make radio tapes. Sit in a little closet, on a little stool, then he'd let me hold the stopwatch, click, and he'd say, "Hello, this is Kenneth Copeland, and this is Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory." Many of you remember that. Hey, all right. Well, this is Tuesday's edition of the Southwest Believers Convention. And we are here in this time this morning to pray and to allow God to use you and use us corporately to move His plans for this nation and really for the role of this meeting in the nation along. That really seemed to me to be the direction that the Lord had for us in prayer this week, is to pray over this meeting and its role in the nation. Now, the Lord takes care of that, and you can lift one thing to Him and He can do a million, because He is able to do exceeding abundantly above beyond all that we even dare to ask or think, even when He gives us the thing to ask and think and pray for. So we're expecting today. Now, yesterday I noticed that Dad was talking a lot about praying in the Spirit. How many of you noticed, you were here yesterday, and you noticed that the things that we prayed about yesterday morning seemed to show up during the services during the day? Did you notice that? We talked about faith. We talked about being filled with the Spirit. We talked about a number of things. In fact, I poked Aubrey and I said, "Well, there's pre-service prayer right there happening." So praise God. You see how we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Now, in Mark chapter 16, I just want to share some things with you about praying in other tongues. And I think it will not only help you as you go from here, and that's really one of the main things we do, is to help you and assist you in your ongoing prayer time, in your prayer life with the Lord. So in Mark 16, verse 17, "These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in other tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall get well." There's a lot that we know can happen in the name of Jesus. And I used to wonder why these particular things were listed. And I believe that each part of this list that's in these two verses represent a lot. They're like each one of them is a door, and it represents lots of things when that door is open. If you look in verse 17, "These signs will follow them who believe in my name. They'll drive out demons and they'll speak in other tongues." This speaks to me of the authority of the new creation in Christ Jesus in the unseen realm. It's authority over demons, demonic spirits, and the unseen world of darkness. How many of you know that's a real place? Not mythological, not some idea. Men apart from God have tried to identify, but at least they recognized it existed. But it's only in the Word of God that we get real revelation and understanding of the realm of light and darkness. So Jesus said here, the new creation in Christ has the ability to operate in authority over demons or in that demonic world of darkness. But then He also says, speak with other tongues. And this indicates to us a right to the new creation. Now, many of the things, the demonstrations, works of the Spirit, we see them in the Old Testament. But not praying in other tongues. It's talked about, but it's only prophesied about. You don't see that praying in other tongues, it's divine work of the Holy Spirit, a supernatural language that's of angels and of men, combined together to create expression according to the will of God. Nowhere else do you see that before the new creation. And that says to us that there is a place for the new creature in Christ. That's you if you're born again. That's you if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. That's you. And you have been given a right by God to step over into that supernatural place. You have a right to it. You have a right to it. You have authority over demons, and you have a right to the unseen world of the supernatural and the realm of the Spirit of God. Now, don't think that the supernatural is always defined by the spectacular. So many things in God aren't necessarily spectacular. You know, lights flashing and all, there's that too. But it's not always that. God wants us to walk as spiritual beings in this natural world, where both the spirit and the natural fall in line in order with His command and His way. Because we're walking in the authority of that supernatural place, which has dominion over the natural realm. Okay. So tongues not only represents this supernatural realm, but it's an open door to it. I believe that's why Jesus specifically mentioned tongues and didn't just say, and those that believe in my name, they'll walk in the Spirit. He very specifically mentioned other tongues because this is our door. It's our gateway. Everything that's in God, every move, operation, work of the Spirit can be touched through that avenue of praying in other tongues. All the gifts of the Spirit, all the operations and demonstrations of the Spirit, they can be touched, activated, and accessed through praying in other tongues. Praise God. Are you here this morning? Okay, I know you're listening. Now, Proverbs 20:27 says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly or the inner man. What does that mean? Well, your spirit is where God leads. We have thoughts come to us, but what you often don't realize is that thought that God put in your mind, that thought that comes from God, it comes up out of your spirit. He doesn't plunk it into your head. It's processed through your spirit. It's through your spirit that He enlightens you. Amen. Amen. So there's a searching. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that the Holy Spirit is the one who aids us in searching out all the bottomless things of God. He's the one that helps us search out those things that are in our spirit. Those things that are of God, that are in us. And He helps us search out the bottomless things of God that are in us. It's by our spirit that we access, that we learn about, that we connect with those things that are of God. Am I losing you? Are you with me? Okay. It's keeping you on track here. So the Spirit of God by the inner man. So we learn by faith to find those inner parts, to find those places in our inner being. Find those places. What kind of places are we talking about? Well, we could talk for days on end about those different places. There are all kinds of access of the ministry gifts. There's the direction. You know, I started looking several years ago for different means of expression of the Spirit. The Spirit of man under the influence of the Spirit of God and the expressions of the Spirit of God. And at first notice, I thought, well, there's probably 9 or 10. And then I got to looking. I thought, oh, no, look here. There's more. And my first year of kind of noticing, there were about 50. But before it was all over with, I've counted close to 500. So there are places that we can draw from. And you know there are times when the Lord wants you to step out in boldness. And there are times when He wants you to be meek and quiet. I discovered that there are many places that are different kinds of silence. Not all silence is the same. But it's by faith under His direction that we access what He wants us to draw from to meet the need in prayer at the moment. It's a wonderful thing. And it's not hard. We just follow Him. He knows it all. And all we have to do is learn to follow Him. And we do that by faith. Now, 1 Corinthians 14 tells us a lot. 1 Corinthians 14 is, it's an expository list. I shouldn't say exhaustive, but it is a list. It explains and expounds to us tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. But most, more than any other, praying in other tongues. And I like to look at it like this. It's like reading a dictionary. You open your dictionary up, and there's a list, and you see a word, but maybe it has, I don't know, 6, 8, maybe 10 different applications of that word. Some meanings don't even seem to relate one to the other. And you can look at it, and there'll be a little number one. Okay, you look at the little number one, and it'll say, well, that word can mean this. Well, a little number two, it can mean this. And this in 1 Corinthians 14 with tongues is giving us some insight to the many different avenues of the way tongues can work. Many different aspects, and then under each one of those, you could list innumerably. So it starts off by saying, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. But we know that that's not the only thing that happens when we speak with other tongues, because a few verses down, he talks about tongues, and when it's accompanied by interpretation, is instruction to the body of Christ, which is not to God, but to men. So you see, we've got a diverse way of tongues. He's showing us and telling us these are things of the supernatural that tongues accesses, makes available, and it's what it's working towards. And then the second verse, it says, in the Spirit, he's speaking mysteries. So there are all kinds of things. Who are we speaking? Well, we can speak to God and ask him about mysteries. But we can pray in tongues. He says, we're edified personally. We pray in other tongues. Well, how am I edified? I can become stronger in my spirit. But I also can get an answer to the thing that's a mystery to me. I mean, we could work this thing all day long, but I don't have that much time. So what I wanted to point out to you, though, is a few verses over in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 17. And it says, this is something very often overlooked. To be sure you give thanks well. To be sure you give thanks well. There is a place of worship, thanksgiving, praise. Here's a word I think that helps us. I don't know, sometimes thanksgiving and praise get shoved over into our religious church box. And we don't even know what to do with it. Well, what is that? Because we don't use especially the word praise. That's a word we commonly apply in our everyday language. So how do I relate to that word? Here's a word, gratitude. Grateful. Thankful. Acknowledging, recognition. My kids were little and they'd do something great. We go, recognition, recognition. So recognition of what God has done. You could say awarding him, acclamations, all those things. But those are not just things that you just do, but there's a place. There's a place in you from which to draw that out. There's a place in you which to give that to God. And praying in other tongues with that determined will. Paul said, I will speak with other tongues, pray with other tongues. I will sing with other tongues. What's that tell us? Well, not only is there speaking and singing, but it tells us that you can direct that, and by the assistance of the Holy Spirit, through praying in other tongues, can draw out of a very specific place on purpose. You can on purpose dip down into the well of your spirit and draw out a place of prayer to God, all the more powerful when he is leading you in that. And when you're just got a life submitted to him, what you think is your own thought most times will be the Holy Spirit saying to this. My example to you is this morning. First thing in prayer this morning, I was not thinking about the meeting yet. I mean, it's there, but and what we're going to do this morning, I really didn't know. And so I've got that's sitting here. It's simmering right here. But I just thought to me, I just want to worship you, Lord, in other tongues. I just want to give thanks to you. I just want to tell you how thankful I am. And from that place began to speak in other tongues and just draw out the gratitude of my spirit to him. And in the midst of that, there was this wonderful flow that came. And in the midst of it, I got a word about, started praying. He took me. I was praying, worshiping him. But then he took that out of that place, if you know what I mean, that place of worship. All of a sudden, I found myself with an enlightened thought and started praying in a place over this meeting that I wouldn't have thought of. It was a scripture I wouldn't have thought to use. And suddenly there was such a touch of God on that. And then right behind it came this knowing, it's what I'm supposed to share with you today. Here we are. Praise God. So I know we spent here like, I don't know, 15 minutes or so already talking. But why do we spend time preaching this way when we just come out and just hit it praying? Because our goal here is to equip you in prayer and from spiritual milk to spiritual meat. Our goal is to equip you so that not only are we more empowered while we're praying in this room, but you go from here empowered in your prayer life as well as in your faith walk. Okay? Okay? All right. Stir yourself up. Stay engaged. Be on the edge of your seat spiritually. If you'll do that in prayer, we'll receive way more as we go into the meeting. Okay, let's stand. And what we're going to do now is exactly what I just described to you. And here's what I found the Lord helping us with. And that is, I'm going to pray. I'm going to, by faith, because the Lord's led me, just going to go back into that place of prayer that I was in this morning. And I want you to listen. You know, so often in tongues, we miss what he's trying to do because we just have this one way we pray. Aren't you glad we have more than one way of expression to one another? There's more than one way of expression of the Spirit and what of your own spirit, the expression of your spirit. And he's here to help us do that. So we're going to dip into that bucket of worship and gratitude, and then we'll just see where the Lord would take us from that place, and if anywhere, about this, the meeting and the rest of the services. I hope that he does. Thank you, Lord. But you can listen to me and then just find that place, that same place down on in your spirit and begin to pray in other tongues from that same place in you that I'm praying from in me, okay? All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How wonderful you are. How wonderful you are. How wonderful you are. Lord, I grezo in greater solo fatrashe, night is so cold, eleva song leki, but you are a stele maka inehune alea ka amai diasto. Lord, I grezo in a homo yatashteki. Lord, eyes that see alo fostakai, and we are rejo nere kisatoleki. We grace a koleki nashtati, and you are rasone ti alai. No dratashtiki vara onde levasta. Hadere sapienere divasta. Lord, akarinine soldo. Lord, alo fokone atstiki ashte. Lord, my soul and eyes that see along legi shy grastikiai, the shine of the souls of rasikito te, in the place of raso kena torotsti, in the glory as the givero posnali kisote. Wonders of Rashto Kina Klakasti Kenetai, and heights of Rasot Engligi Sokonsteva, and orns of Labraso Stovro Soniplasti, and Ea Sakasoto Klekima Souls Eleki Vashtoke, and honor a song leki satai, and honor a song leki shasta, and the song leger Vashonim La Eyes. And praise the Kobo Kostanate and Gloria Sote Shtere Mahale and Aiza La Koso Glegivasta and Ezokena She Adzoz Esoz Elasot. And you Arashta Kivata, you Arashone Kiasta, you Arasote Nashteve Ninatsto, and you Arasiklemo Hokeno Motesta, and greater Soke Mashtakata, greater Satoplo Keshta, and greater Sono Toshevra Sone Tabla, and help La Gorovostata, and Lengla Kosote Mati, and greater Asote Tibasdoneti, greater Asoneti, greater Asoneti. Greater Asote Shira Tano Blevrastakinastia. And the Lord is Shetiano Mosta. And the Lord is Siklekishtata. And the Lord is greater Shtevraso Kenamata. And the Lord is Evrasto Kemasta. And the Lord sees Avroshe Kemata. And the Lord is Savoshahade Nikita. And greater Sopa Nedata. Greater Asote Tiata. Greater Asone Tiata. Greater Rashtara Tashto Kiata. Greater Asato. Greater Asoto Niva Shasta, greater Asomoho Nele Kiso, our God is Shatara Lamasote Petabangi Zesti, magnify Robosikliki Basote, the God of our greatest Okoboshtata, the God of our greatest Sophonikisata. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are. Hodeshetere edo kosere leva hananana tiaradosa. Ado koshena digetsita da. Edos nevelatos. This is the strong man. Aizizela vorobosta. This is the strong man. Azodzostikata. This is the strong man that sings the praise of our God unto the nations. This is the strong man that has the strong voice. Aye, yeah, Lord, I see the church. The church is the strong man. The church is the strong man. Strong in the estakaridistaka. Strong in the ways. Strong in the ways. Strong in all the aspects of our God. Strong in Him. Strong in Him. Yes, Sokotera Shiraka. Strong, 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 strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. The church, the church, the church, the church, the church. Strong in the Lord and in His ways. Strong in the ways of the Lord. The great ways of the Lord. For the great is the God, our God is the great God. Our God is the God of might and strength. Our God is the God of great strength and might in His arms and in His hands. Our God is the God of great vision and power. Our God is the God of great wonders and signs. Our God is the God of great marvelous things. Marvelous works, marvelous things that are beyond the scrutiny of men to uncover, to discover, and understand. But oh, by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, upon the Spirit of the new man, the new man, the new man, the works of God are done. The works of God are said. The works of God are delivered for the benefit of all mankind. Our God loves all men. Our God serves all men. Our God reaches for all men. And He does so through the body of the Anointed One. The Anointed One. The Anointed One. We praise God for the anointing. We praise God for the Anointed One who's lifted up and exalted in this place today. The Anointed One. We thank God for the Anointed One. The anointing. The anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Oh, thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. We praise You for the anointing. We praise You for the anointing. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. The streams, Lord. The streams of ministry. The streams of the Spirit, Lord. The streams of the Spirit. Streams in the desert. Streams from this place in the desert. Streams in this place. Streams from this place streams, the streams of the Spirit, the streams of the Spirit all into this nation and around the world. The wilderness, Lord, even the wilderness begins to bloom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and praise Him. 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 Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give a shout.